put together.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority. Woo-hoo! WFXS America.
The Fox College.
All right, it's a weekend rock and roll time. Something like that. Well, it's a weekend. And if you've seen the weather for tomorrow, downright gorgeous, yes. Welcome to Let's Talk for a Friday morning as we, I don't know, cruise into a weekend. Scott Giese with you. I believe our buddy the Ironhead, Jeff Beyer, is going to be joining us in a little bit, so we'll be talking to him in just a shade. Obviously, not nearly as cold this morning. And again, tomorrow, going to be like maybe 75 degrees. Now, it's going to be one day. It's going to be one day. I've been having fun this week, signs of spring. So on my drive into this studio this morning, at one point I'm at a traffic light, and I look to my side, and here is a yard sign, a little yard sign, that somebody is having a yard sale tomorrow. All right, so I'm wondering if a whole lot of somebodies are going to have yard sales tomorrow. That could be true. Maybe you could hurriedly put together a yard sale for tomorrow because, again, the weather looks like it's going to be fantabulous tomorrow. After that, it'll start going downhill a little bit, so we'll deal with that. Oh, look who's here. It's what's his name. Okay, hold on. We haven't done this in a while. The ceremonial chair switch. All right, so if you're a rookie listener, you don't even know what this is. We do this from time to time because, like church, you sit in a certain pew, and that's where you're supposed to be. I know that's not official, but it is, isn't it? So let's do the ceremonial chair switch. Are you ready? Okay. Don't go anywhere, folks. Hold on. Stick with me. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. We're changing pews, I think. Oh, hold on. Who designed this? Who designed this studio?
So we're going to do the show at 8 today. I didn't get the memo. 8 a.m. on Fridays.
You didn't change your clock a couple weeks ago?
Or I'm being handed a note. We do it every day at 8 o'clock, you moron.
Oh, what? Well, I was going to...
Get out of here!
I was going to say something, but anyway.
All right, folks. Hold on. Let's do a little take two here because this is just...
Gotta make it official. All right, here we go.
Well, a very pleasant good morning. It is a fantastic, a fabulous, no, truthfully, it is a frustrating Friday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
You want to explain why? Why is it frustrating? What happened?
Well,
what the Mad Turtle do this?
No, time? Nope. He didn't do anything. I cannot even blame on anybody other than yours truly. At the end of the day, and those of you causing traffic in the normally 5-minute trip from my house to the station that today took 8.5 minutes.
Oh, he timed it.
Because I got stuck at every red light, which rarely happens. And usually even when I do, it's like, well, all right, but you can make the right hand turn. Nope, just a steady stream this morning. And for some reason, and I think there's some sort of a conspiracy. I don't know if you're in on it. There's some sort of a conspiracy here going on. It started yesterday. It's just like, let's just prank Ironhead and see how many things we can before he finally catches on. I have caught on. I know all of you are in on it, and you got me. All right? It's not even April Fool's Day yet.
We're holding that till Tuesday.
But you got me. All right, can we move on now? this starts a little... I know, man, you're not supposed to do this.
Here we go.
We're supposed to not let the curtain down and let you see behind the scenes. So we have been building up for Pittsburgh Pirates baseball 4 weeks. Very excited about it. we do our show, the Goon and Ironhead show, 2 to 4, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yesterday.
We've been building up. Man, we're going to end the show early. We'll go right to it. So we have a great show at Quaker Steak and Lube. A lot of fun goofing around. Get our dear friend the horse in on it. He gives a little funny prediction on the upcoming season. We play his 2.5 segment. And I'm all fired up. I go out to the car after doing the show because I got to get home and get some other things caught up quickly because we have the big Cirque du Soleil show last night at the Jordan Center.
Oh, yeah.
And I turn on the radio and I say, all right, Pirates baseball. And nope, it's Tuesday's show of Goon and I.
I was going to say, you listen to yourself.
And I'm like, well, why are we playing Tuesday's show, and why aren't we playing the... And then it's starting to dawn on me. Oh, my God. We did not play our show today. And, again, mistakes happen. I get it. But we had somebody in here play the entire show from Tuesday, the entire show, all the way till 4 o'clock.
It was a good show.
Like, what are you doing?
It was a good
show. We had a brand new show today that was airing live. That's the way that's supposed to work. Nope. Didn't air any of that one. We air a repeat of Tuesday. Show was a fine show. But so I'm making calls. I can't get a hold of anyone. I'm like, guys, remember, today was opening day.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Nobody's getting back to me. Finally get a hold of somebody. Oh, yeah, no, we're good to go at 4 o'clock right after your show. I'm listening to you live. I'm like, do you hear that I'm on the phone with you? This is not a live show. First of all, we are playing the wrong show.
Oh, boy. Oops.
I'm unnecessarily going out of my mind on this. It's like, my God, does anybody...
Mr. Bucko's fan.
In management pay any attention to what we're doing? So we go... We do get it on, kind of, at 4 o'clock. I won't go into that. Technical issues behind the scenes. Yeah. We eventually get that all ironed out and get the feed that we should be getting directly from the Pirates. We'll see how that moves forward. So, then I go to Cirque du Soleil last night with my wonderful family, with some friends.
Very cool.
We go up. I had forgotten, as I am wont to do, to get the parking ahead of time. Little bit of an eye-opener. It's like it's $20.
Whoa!
Not the $10 that I had been accustomed to. It's $20 to park. They give you the little code. Put in the code. Make sure you do this before you go in. I got it. Do the code. Put in the credit card information. Go in. Wonderful show. It really is. It was a great, great show. Run into a couple of friends. Catch up. Enjoy the show. Had some good food. We come out. There is a parking ticket my car. Have I mentioned that parking is the bane of my existence? Between State College Borough and Penn State, God, you people are horrible human beings. Just horrible human beings.
Okay.
So I come out. We have the orange, and I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. Like, we took our time, made sure we put in the right license plate, made sure we had everything in. I had the credit card information in. I got the receipt texted to me. Here's the receipt, or emailed, I think it was. And I'm like, what in the world? How do we have a parking ticket?
So he's holding the parking ticket, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm slipping on my readers. Oh, getting older is great.
That's a pain, yeah.
Violation. ID, improper display. Well, they didn't give us any display. It's been one of my gripes of the parking is what you don't have anything to display. So my wonderful wife reads through the thing they hand you to put the... She's like, do you think... It could be that they tell you that the license plate needs to be facing out, so you need to park head in. We had pulled through Because, you know, we like to try to get out. We'd like to try to make it convenient for ourselves.
No.
I had not even thought of how important it would be for Penn State to make it as inconvenient as they possibly could for the folks that are already spending a ton of money on their events. And, yep, I think that's what it was. It was that we had pulled through and were facing head out so that, you know, you didn't have to back into and possibly back into people or other vehicles trying to get out. Nope, Penn State's, you gotta do that. You jackasses. You jackasses.
Oh.
So yes, and another $10 fine for improper display is what they put on the.
Well, no, wait a minute. You bought a pass.
Yes.
So
$20 worth.
That should get forgiven.
It should.
You have to go do something.
I suspect it will not because
because you didn't pull your car in the right way.
Correct. You need to have it the back end out.
Oh, come on.
Because they are insistent that they make this as inconvenient and costly as they possibly can for all patrons. If anybody from the parking office, I realize it's not you, the individuals. On some level, I understand that. But, yeah. What are you doing? I mean, what are you doing?
And actually,
come on.
I'm looking at this orange envelope yes. here that you were so gracefully given.
Yes.
And on the top of it says, please include a copy of the ticket or your license plate number. And then in big letters, cash payment is not accepted. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. Again, got to make it as inconvenient as they possibly can.
But
unbelievable. And then, of course, this morning, I know I'm cutting it close. I'm getting a couple of things caught up. I swear, in the mornings in particular, it happens to me throughout the day, but there's like these time-lapse moments. Because I looked up, and it was like 7:45, and I'm like, all right, well, let me just make a couple of changes again. I'm 5 minutes away. I'll walk out the door here at 7:50, be in there in plenty of time. And I look up, and it's 7:53. I'm like, well, that's weird how 1 minute just went by and
eight minutes
went off the clock. That's odd. And I swear to you, it was not. I bet anyway. So I run out. I'm like, all right, well, I'll still get there a couple minutes early. And I've just never seen. Traffic is always a little busy this time of the day on our end of town, west end of State College. But, man, it was bonkers today. And everybody just seemed to be, hey, let's just go slowly and see if we can make sure Ironhead doesn't get there on time since he's already frustrated between the radio station, the parking, which is just, and again, even as I'm looking at this last night, I'm like, they're trying to ruin your life. Don't let them do it. And I can't help it. I let them do it every time. I despise parking offices. Man, what a horrible thing to do with your life if you're in parking.
Well,
Scott here. You really are just making other people's lives miserable.
Scott here.
What an awful thing to do.
Scott here from Penns Valley. Out our way, all parking is free.
Yeah.
It is.
No,
it just is. You know,
yeah.
Just pull in and park. That's what you
and
do.
And I don't mind. I really don't. All right. It's just the combination of let's go out of our way to gouge where we can and make everything as inconvenient as possible. Why would you not, when you're handing the parking app to the individuals, say, hey, just so you know, yes, we think this is ridiculous too, but you do have to park with, like, head in so that the license plate is out. Why would you not try to at least help out your patrons? Nope, no mention of that. Here you go. Just have fun tonight. How many people, and maybe you're one of those people that do. I have friends who do. I mean, they'll read through all that. I think most of us, it's like, all right, well, show me the app. I'm not reading through. Like, we're trying to get into the event. We're wanting to grab some food. Again, at the end of the day, I guess you could say it's on me, but it's also on them. Like, what are you doing? Honest to God, what are you doing? Come on. Be better. Just be better. Just be better as human beings.
I say, be better means bring in more money. See?
Just,
I mean, come on. It's,
God, what an awful thing.
I mean, here we are now. Okay, let's see if Scott can get in trouble here today. We're at the end of the month, roughly. All right, it's the 28th, 31st, and so on.
Very rapidly.
And all of us have known, because if you're a driver, you know this. At the end of every month, there are more police cars out there looking for speeders.
Oh, okay? For sure. We saw that.
We all know this.
Yes.
Now, if you go talk to the police, oh, no, we don't do that.
Absolutely not.
Really? I can see your cars. There they are. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And it's the end of every month, and some, you know, like some of us call it quota. It's quota time.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go out there, guys, and let's get some money, all right? And again, the police, no, we don't do that. Okay, my eyes are not lying. I can see. More cars. So there's your warning, folks. It's the 28th of the month. So for those of
yes.
you out and about,
especially tomorrow, because most of us, those lead foots come out a little more when the weather is a little nice. Hey, windows down.
Let's go.
Yeah, so let's maybe go. A little extra caution today and tomorrow as you're out and about, a little extra paying attention to the speed limit.
All right.
Yes.
You've been warned, folks. All right. You've been warned. All right. Going into a weekend, we have an open line program now. Not right now, because we're going to take a break in a little bit. But later on, we have open line time. Are you kidding? So many things to talk about. It's crazy. It's nuts. So be ready for your chance to call in. We'll have our sports segment coming up here in just a little bit. Let me mention this very quickly, because yours truly is about to do some house cleaning.
Yeah.
Now, it has nothing to do with my house, although got to do some cleaning there.
Well,
too.
Yeah.
All right. About washing windows, you know, spring cleaning, all that fun stuff. All right. Our terrific website. We think it's terrific. 987thefox.info. Come on, you've been there, right? 987thefox.info. If you're a streamer, I know you've been there, because that's where you find the buttons to click, and then you can listen to us on your phone and or computer, like wherever you are, okay? And if you're a regular, you know, we post pretty much all of our shows, all of our Let's Talk shows on the Let's Talk interviews page. Folks, there's 3 months of material on there now. If you wanted to do some binge listening, ooh, we got you. But here's the thing. We're getting to the point. We got to do some house cleaning. I'm going to have to start doing some deleting from stuff like way back in January. So just warning you, our January stuff is going to be disappearing soon so that we can make room for other stuff. And also, when we do our sports report here in the next segment, we post that on the website under the local sports results tab. Well, that goes back to like January. So we're about to start doing some house cleaning there as well. So if somehow you want to find out what happened on January 15th, I don't know, you better check it out soon, because the house cleaning is about to start.
Uh-huh.
And finally, before we take a break, all right, we got this.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you were watching the NCAA basketball tournament. I was kind of bouncing around a little bit last night.
Yeah.
Maryland from the Big Ten did not win, which I'm not surprised. All right. Maryland's got a good team, but not that good. All right. And so they lost. All right. So they're out. Okay. But I came across this because, folks, it is the end of March, and probably in about, I'm looking at a calendar, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, or thereabouts, will be college spring commencement. All right? Obviously, you know, all the ceremonies here at Penn State and every place and so on. And I came across this. This is from Maryland, okay? College Park, you know, suburban D.C. down there. Who gets to give a commencement address at a college graduation ceremony? Do you remember, Mr. Ironhead, when you graduated Penn State, who the commencement speaker was?
No.
You don't? Okay. Well, that means it was memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, down at Maryland this year, And I'm not making this up. The commencement speaker for, it just says commencement address for all Maryland graduates. That may not be accurate. Maybe it's just a particular group. Because, I mean, Penn State doesn't have one commencement speaker. They have a whole bunch of ceremonies, right? You know, different times and, you know, the Jordan Center or some other place or whatever, okay? So this says Maryland graduates. I'm thinking it's probably not all of them. It's just some, I don't know, group. The commencement speaker at Maryland here in a few weeks will be Kermit the Frog.
Now we're getting some.
Kermit.
Now we are getting some.
Kermit the Frog is going to be a commencement speaker. Now you're thinking, what the? Really? Now, if you know your Muppets, hopefully you do, Jim Henson was the creator of Kermit. Now we're going back, oh my gosh, what, 50 years or thereabouts? Jim Henson was a Maryland alumnus. So, and now Jim Henson tragically passed away, I mean, decades ago from, I don't know if it was cancer or something, way, way, way before his time. And then other people kind of picked up and they started doing Kermit, you know, and the other Muppets characters and so on. Apparently, on the Maryland campus, there are bronze statues of both Jim Henson and Kermit the Frog.
Yes.
All right.
Now, we've seen them.
Now, Maryland is the Terrapins, which is like a big turtle. All right. And I know I've seen the statue of the turtle.
Uh-huh.
You've seen them? I've never seen these statues.
Oh, they're impressive.
Jim Henson and Kermit the Frog.
That's actually very, very
all right.
Cool.
So that's cool. I do remember my commencement address speaker. Now, I am a proud, I'm not wearing it today, York College of Pennsylvania grad, 1985. Yeah. My gosh, that means it's 40 years now. Okay, ooh. What I remember is the year before, in 1984.
Those were the days.
The commencement speaker, and for your college is not obviously nearly as large as like Penn State. So we all
It's not.
Huh. We had one commencement ceremony, and I'm fairly certain even now they probably have just one commencement ceremony. But the year before, in 1984, the U.S. Secretary of Defense was the commencement speaker. And they flew him in on a helicopter. I mean, it got, you know, media coverage is like, whoa, this is, wow, great, woo. And, you know, he had great things to say, you know, blah, blah, blah. So how do you top that? Well, 1985 comes up. Now, that's my class. And, you know, we're waiting to see, okay, who's our commencement speaker?
Who could it be?
It was Miss Manners. Do you remember?
I do.
Do you remember Miss Manners?
Uh huh.
I can't remember her actual name. Now this is 40 years ago, and when they announced Miss Manners, my you know college friends and I are looking around like, okay, is this a message? Is this a hint that we don't have good manners or something?
Well.
And she gave a nice speech and all, but I mean, come on, you go from the Secretary of Defense to Miss Manners.
Well, I mean,
what?
Manners are important, too.
Oh, I'm sure they are, up there with the Secretary of Defense.
I mean, famous people are famous people.
So I haven't paid attention. I don't know who the Penn State speakers are going to be. I'll have to see if I can do some digging and find out some names. But, hey, it could be Kermit the Frog. All right, down at Maryland.
That would be...
Kermit the Frog is going to be the commencement speaker down in College Park this year. What wisdom will he impart to the brand new graduates? And while they're sitting in the audience, what will they be thinking? We have a Muppet giving our commencement address.
I think that is more likely to have your attention.
Oh, really?
Than just about any other speaker you could come up with.
Really?
Okay. I do.
Okay. Well, Penn State, if you haven't, you know, determined these yet. I'm sure Kermit's for hire. It's not that far from College Park to State College. Kermit could come up the road and do a commencement speech here.
I think that'd be awesome.
All right. I'm glad you like it. All right. We're going to take a break right here.
Well,
I think it's goofy. But it's
no. Goofy. Like, now you're thinking Disney.
Now we got a Disney thing going
on. Now, what if you had Pluto speak? Because, you know, Pluto doesn't speak.
Pluto barks.
That would be a weird.
Pluto just barks.
Yeah, that would be a weird.
Now, probably not Snow White. Maybe later on we'll talk about the Snow White controversy. It's like Disney can't get out of its own way.
Yeah.
All right? If you follow this at all and some other stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. Sports results and stuff, plenty of those.
Give us a break.
Let's talk. We'll continue right after this.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Like Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Like Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Like Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
The Center Hall Farm Store is proud to serve our community as a small family business that provides big-time service. Folks, you can still stock up on those wood pellets this winter. The Center Hall Farm Store makes its own horse, cow, pig, chicken, and bird feeds and has a great variety of pet feeds for your needs. Open weekdays from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 8 to noon. Check us out at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or on the web at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCutcheon has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
Everything is just fine. It is a three-day party weekend. Life is good. Relax, Ironhead.
There you go.
Not everybody's out to get you. I mean, the overwhelming majority of people are clearly out to get me, but not all of you.
All right. Let's take a look at sports.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. This is going to ease my frustration. The Pittsburgh Pirates in a game, you know, eventually heard here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Well, they clearly won. They were up 4-1. Paul Skeens, a very good start. 5 1/3 innings, 7 strikeouts, gave up 2 earned runs, but Brian Reynolds, clutch 2-out, hit that knocked in a couple of runs to put the Pirates ahead, in the 5th. And then Nick Gonzalez, he had to leave the game with an injury, but, he belted a 2-run homer first. And then while running to first, and it just kind of feels like it's going to be that kind of a season for the Pirates. Pirates were up 4-1. You're like, man, good opening day. Glad we got this game on the airwaves, worked it out. Good stuff. And then you remembered self, the Pirates bullpen. Here it comes, baby.
Oh, boy.
Here it comes.
Oh, boy.
You remember the David Bednar, not from 2 years ago, but from last season. He's back. And the Pirates hand over to the Marlins. Here you go. O'Neill Cruz looked like a shortstop playing center field. Oh, wait. O'Neill Cruz is a shortstop playing center field. It has not been a smooth transition to this point. And yesterday, a couple of, we'll call them misplays. Maybe not great decisions by O'Neill Cruz, helped the Marlins cause. The beloved Buccos lose it 5-4. Pirates will play game two tonight with first pitch at 7:10. And, you know, if all goes well, we'll have the game for you starting at 6:40 on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
It's okay.
The Phillies, meanwhile, put up a four spot in the 10th inning to knock off the Nationals in Washington, D.C. yesterday, 7-3. Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber homered for the Phillies, who won despite striking out 19 times.
Whoa.
In the game.
Wow.
19! They still win the opener. Alec Bohm drove in a couple of runs with a double in the 10th, and that put the Phillies ahead for good. You know, I don't know if any of the Nationals fans remember, Bryce Harper actually used to play for them down there with the Nationals.
Yes, he did. Yes.
If you watched his at-bats, you understand what
oh,
I'm saying.
Oh, come on, I can interject the Orioles here.
It was pretty funny.
I can interject the Orioles
No,
here,
we
right?
have no time for the Orioles. We've got a very busy sports.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
My Birds were in Toronto yesterday where they...
Wouldn't it be cool if you could lead off the season with a home run? Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, thank
huh?
you.
What?
My Orioles beat the Blue Jays 12-2.
That seems like a lot of runs and a big margin.
Six home runs in the game.
Seems like a lot of home runs in a game.
Now, here's a record.
A All record.
Right. Tyler O'Neill is a new player for the Orioles. He's been kind of around.
Yes.
He extended his record yesterday by hitting a three-run home run. He has hit home runs in six straight opening day games.
Unbelievable.
That is truly unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Four of those with St. Louis. Last year he was with Boston. Now he plays for the Orioles. I mean, that will never be touched. I don't think. Six straight opening day games, the guy hits a home run. That's amazing. That's incredible. And again, they had six home runs. Adley Rutschman had two home runs. Cedric Mullins does not hit home runs. He hit two yesterday.
Well, apparently he does hit.
He's a terrific center fielder, but he's not a big, if you will, hitter. And he had two home runs, so I'm like, yes, baby, I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah,
so sorry, bud.
Yeah.
All right, let's move
on. I feel like you're not really that sorry.
No,
is what that feels like.
Different leagues, American League, National. All right, different leagues.
I don't.
Go ahead.
It's still not.
There you go.
Not a happy time at all. It's just frustrating. You're up on opening day. Like, the bullpen's not going to hold up for the season. We get it. We're the Pirates. We're used to it. But really, you can't just show up on opening day and just allow that one shining moment, you know, that those other teams will have at the end of the year. You can't do that for your fans.
Terribly sorry.
One time. Very, very frustrating. All right, high school baseball yesterday. State College losing to Central Mountain 11-7. Central Mountain has a very good team. Actually, a good game yesterday between those two. Little Lions now 1-3, but you can see some things coming together here for State College. Belfont softball yesterday defeating Central 11-3. In JV action, Belfont won 10-0. In the varsity game, Jaylee Lose was 5-for-5 with 3 RBI. That's a pretty good day at the plate is what that is. Thank you to Belfont, the junior high track and field program, sending us results. And again, you send us the results, yeah. We pass them along.
Sure.
They competed yesterday at Our Lady of Victory and against Our Lady of Victory and Nittany Christian School. Some very good performances for Belfont. Elliot Don Moyer won the 100 meters, the 200 meters, and was part of the winning 4x100 and 4x400 meter relay teams. That's a good day at the track. Jack Tyson had himself a good day, winning the 400 meters, the javelin, the discus, and part of the 4x400 meter relay team. Kaylee Knapp won the 100 meters, the 300 meter hurdles, the high jump, and was part of the 4x400 meter relay winning team there. Good. Ronnie Spots won the 100 hurdles, the long jump, the triple jump, and the 4x400 meter relay team.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, this is cool stuff. Kaylee Knapp, by the way, again, winner of four events yesterday, currently leading the state in the high jump at 4.8. Again, this is for junior high. Jack Tyson set a new school record with his 45 feet in the javelin, and he has the best throw in the state of 163 feet. He also has the PA lead in the 400 meters at this point with 58.27 seconds.
Somebody actually kept track of that?
That's some pretty impressive stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not me, thankfully.
And they have the javelin in junior high. I had no idea.
They do.
Wow. Stay out of the way.
Yes.
If I'm throwing the javelin, stay out of the way, all right?
Ooh. Be careful out there.
Okay.
And then there was one. Penn State hockey is the lone Big Ten school in the NCAA hockey playoffs. Rough opening day for the conference. More on that in a moment. The Nittany Lions will open up action tonight in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Nittany Lions will take on the number 3 overall seed in Maine. That will be an 8:30 faceoff tonight at the PPL Center. I'm super excited about this game. I really am. Could go either way. Again, both teams playing really good hockey down the stretch here. First game at the venue tonight, we'll have UConn taking on Quinnipiac. That'll be at 5 o'clock. The winners of tonight's games will then face each other on Sunday at either 4:30 or 7 o'clock. That'll be determined probably tomorrow morning. They'll release the start times. But it'll either be 4:30 or 7 on Sunday, and then the winner of that game on Sunday into the Frozen Four, which this year will be in St. Louis, on April 10th. Also today, Boston College will play Bentley, and Providence meets Denver. Again, not a good day for the Big Ten yesterday. Ohio State losing to Boston University 8-3. Michigan State fell to Cornell in a heartbreaker 4-3. The Big Red scored the game winner with 10 seconds left in the third period. Great pass, great shot. I mean, it was... But, heartbreak time for Michigan State. Obviously, a thrilling win for Cornell. And then speaking of heartbreak, Minnesota drops a 5-4 overtime decision to Massachusetts. So the Big Ten goes 0-3. They had four teams in the NCAA tournament, and now... Hello, it's just Penn State opening up action tonight. Also in the first round yesterday, it was Western Michigan knocking off Minnesota State in double overtime by a final of 2-1. Sticking with hockey, Sidney Crosby scored a goal to assure that he will average over a point per game this season. This will be the 20th season that Crosby will have accomplished that feat. That breaks the record of 19 seasons by some fella by the name of Wayne Gretzky. I think I remember hearing that.
I remember that dude.
Great achievement by a great player on a not-so-great team. The Penguins, on this wonderful night for Sidney Crosby, go out and lose 7-3 to the Sabres in Buffalo, and the game didn't feel really even that close. Good God, what are you doing? The Flyers top the Canadiens. It's frustrate Ironhead week. I get it. Flyers topping the Canadiens 6-4 under interim coach Bradshaw, who took over after the team fired John Tortorella after he said, you know, really no motivation here. I'm paraphrasing. No motivation for me to keep coaching this team. We're going nowhere. I'm going nowhere. And team's like, okay, maybe let's have you step aside then. Good Lord. March Madness continuing last night. Texas Tech edging, this would be in men's basketball, Texas Tech edging Arkansas 85-83. Florida walloped Maryland 87-71. Alabama crushed BYU 113-88. 113! That ends the tater tot run for BYU, and Duke defeated Arizona 100-93. Two teams topping the century.
Yeah,
last night. A lot of scoring. Yeah, if you don't know, Richie Saunders, the star player for BYU, his grandfather, I think it was his grandfather, invented the tater tot, and they've been having a lot of fun with that with the Cougars this season. But the great tater tot run,
the invention of the tater tot,
to an end.
Right, there we go.
Penn State men's lacrosse, big one coming up tomorrow in College Park. The 7th-ranked Nittany Lions will take on the 2nd-ranked Terrapins of Maryland, and again that game will be tomorrow. It will be on the Big Ten Network as the Nittany Lions putting together a very good season to this point. Penn State has 5 players named to the Inside Lacrosse Midseason All-America team. Penn State with freshman Hunter Aquino and senior Kevin Partum, along with senior Matt Trainer, senior Jack Frassian, and junior Alex Ross, all on the list of the top players in Division I lacrosse this season. Penn State men's volleyball will be back in action tonight. The Nittany Lions have a pair of matches this weekend. They'll take on Charleston this evening and also tomorrow at Rec Hall. Tonight's match is the annual whiteout match at Rec Hall. 7:00 will be the start time, and then tomorrow is senior day with festivities getting underway before the 3:00 start tomorrow afternoon in Rec Hall. Penn State baseball will be in Michigan. Ann Arbor, Michigan, to be exact, to take on the Wolverines in a 3-game series. That'll get underway this afternoon at 4:00. Also games tomorrow at 2:00 and on Sunday at 1:00. The Nittany Lions are 16-8 on the season, 5-4 in the Big Ten. Big series here against Michigan, which comes in at 13-11 overall, but is also 5-4 in conference play to this point in the season. Penn State track and field will be competing in its first split squad weekend of the outdoor season. Nittany Lions will have athletes traveling to the Raleigh Relays in North Carolina and the LSU Battle on the Bayou, which my understanding is going to be at LSU.
On the Bayou. So
I think I have
on
that,
the Bayou, yes.
That straight here for the weekend. Pittsburgh Wrestling Classic is tomorrow. Nate Desmond, Penn State recruit, at 127, will take on Ronnie Ramirez. And State College's own Asher Cunningham, who is heading to Penn State, will wrestle at 172 against Ladarian Lockett from Minnesota. Both of those matchups are Penn State versus Oklahoma State recruits. More news on the recruiting front, or I guess more accurately, the transfer portal front for Penn State. Rocco Welsh, who redshirted this past year for Ohio State, but was the NCAA runner-up at 174 2 years ago, he's coming to Penn State.
Okay.
I have had a bunch of people reach out. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out. Penn State is loaded in the upper weights. An NCAA runner-up comes and says he wants to be part of your program. You don't say no to that.
Sure, come on in.
Sought them out, and Penn State said, sure. And again, they have a bunch of these weights where they've got two or three elite wrestlers, and they're going to let them settle it, and then we'll see, you know, what happens otherwise. But that is a surprising and big get for the Penn State wrestling team here in this offseason. And I think Penn State's going to be pretty decent again next year.
Now, again, some guys are on the way out. They're taking the exit ramp.
They do have, okay. I think right now, six.
Six?
I believe, in the transfer portal heading out. Again, they have to get the roster down to 30 for the upcoming season, which we could talk about that some other time. I'm not a huge fan of
I can't keep track. Rate. The transfer portal's been open since Monday. I've lost track. I've lost count. All right, wrestling,
well, between,
wrestling, basketball, I mean, it's just whoop, 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 just, all right, Penn State men's basketball, women's basketball, again, rebuilding next year, bunch of people leaving, I'm assuming at some point a bunch of people coming in, it's just, it spins your head.
Yeah, Abdul Carter will not work out at Penn State's pro day, still recovering from the injury sustained against, was Boise State, and so Carter says he still ought to be the number one overall pick because the number one overall pick should be the best player in college football. Don't think he'll be number one. Do think he'll be one of the first five taken. We'll see how all of that settles out. Apparently, he has been meeting or had a meeting with the Cleveland Browns, which has a lot of people speculating about an Abdul Carter on one side, Miles Garrett on the other side, defensive front for the Cleveland Browns. That could work out okay.
That could be interesting, yes.
My goodness. A little bit crazy if you sit down and actually think that through for a moment.
Now, pro day is today.
Yes.
Now,
on the Penn State
A bunch
campus.
Of guys are working out. There's NFL scouts. You know, somebody will do a story about who was here and how many and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But today is the big day over there, so that'll be interesting. Are you done? You got one more?
No, go ahead.
All right. State basketball championships are going on like now. All right. Now, granted, nobody from our immediate neighborhood is in. Four games yesterday, four games today, four games tomorrow, all at the Giant Center down in Hershey. There are two District 6 teams, both starting with the word Bishop.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Unfortunately, Bishop McCourt girls lost in the finals yesterday to Berlin Brothers Valley, 62-50. The Bishop Guilfoyle girls play today at noon against Linville Hill. Now, that's a private school from District 3.
Okay.
I really expect BG to win. I do. We'll see what happens, but I'm kind of pulling for him. I used to do some work with BG with my old job, so I'm pulling for them. And congratulations in girls 3A to Loyal Sock Township. That's
up in
Williamsport. First ever state title for them. I'm really excited for them. Good folks up there. They beat Shadyside Academy yesterday 55-43. So congrats the Lady Lancers. Apparently the first Williamsport girls team to win a state championship with, you know, the different schools in the Williamsport area. didn't know that. I was like, hey, that's great. So I saw some stuff online. I'm like, yes, way to go, Loyal Sock. That's great. They allegedly can pick us up in Williamsport. I don't know if they're listening up there, but allegedly they can pick us up. So congrats to Loyal Sock and the Lady Lancers for their first ever state title. That is great. Otherwise, no other local teams. Killing the microphone.
Wow.
No other local teams, as in regional.
That microphone had it coming
anymore. So, if you follow state basketball, have a good time. Four games today. Yeah. You have four games tomorrow. There we go.
Yep.
All right, let's take a break.
There you have it. All right. Giving ourselves a break.
I don't know, maybe next year. All right. We'll see if the BG girls pull it off. I think BG. Now, it's interesting. Linville Hill, this private school from, I think, the Lancaster area, their boys and girls are both in the finals. So, obviously, they're high as a kite. Now, private school, that means they can recruit. Oh, let's not go down that road.
Hey, now.
Let's let that alone.
What if we separated the...
Hey, there's an idea. We'll be right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and, of course, the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball. With the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area, you can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk on a... All right. We're kicking off the three-day party weekend. I'm putting my frustration aside. It is a fun-filled, fantastic, fabulous Friday, and the phone line is open. 814-954-7266.
Okay.
I apologize to all of the parking people. I know you're just doing your job. Your job is to make people miserable. You're doing a good job of it. It's a wonderful Friday. Ironhead, let it go. Let it go.
Well, let it go when you get a refund of this $10 bill that you have to...
I don't think it's happening.
Allegedly.
I will put in
but
the
you
appeal.
Bought parking.
But my appeal... Yes. So what they're going to tell you, what we believe, what my wife believes, is that... They're going to say, well, it's right there on the paperwork we handed you. You have to, because it's not that it's not saying you didn't have the proper parking. It's saying that it was an improper display. And initially I got all fired up. I'm like, well, they didn't give us any display. Aha! That's on them. And she's like, well, no, I think it means she actually read through everything. She's like, I think. It says right here you got to park. I forget exactly how they phrase it. It doesn't say park head in because they can't use plain language, but you have to have the license plate facing the outside of the parking lot. You got me all worked up again. I'm trying to be.
It would take them 5 seconds to walk to the other side of the vehicle and see your license plate.
Yes,
5 seconds.
Yes, you're preaching to the choir.
Well, let us know what happens with this.
Oh, I will. I have a pretty good idea.
All right.
I already know, but
all right, folks.
All right,
here we go. All right, open line time. Lots to go over. Are you kidding me? 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. Actually, we're a shade off schedule. This will be a little bit of a shorter segment.
Oh, yeah.
Let me do some Disney stuff. All right, I like Disney. What are you laughing for?
I like Disney.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have been to Disney World a number of times over the years as my girls slowly grew up, and now they're young women with families, and I'm really old. But I love Disney World. I love Disney World, okay? Epcot is my favorite park. If you've never been there, folks,
super cool.
It's great. Now, yeah, pricey, and that's a problem for Disney. I don't know if their attendance numbers, they were going down for a while.
Single Iron had thoroughly enjoyed Pleasure Island. But continue.
That's another story for another show. Let's leave that one alone.
That's a great
place. But
if
you go to Magic Kingdom, that's the one with the castle, okay, which is pretty cool. One of my favorite rides at Magic Kingdom is Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's like, it's a ride, but it's a game.
Yeah.
It's like a shoot 'em up game.
Yes.
And so, if you've never done this, you get in a car, and the car is on like a track, and as you move along, you go into these different like rooms, and there are targets. And the evil Emperor Zurg is there. All right, you want to get him. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, pew, 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 pew. You know, all this sort of stuff on both sides of the car, like to the left or to the right.
Yeah.
Okay? And you beep, 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 beep. And your score shows up in the car. And at the end of the ride, there's like bragging rights, like, okay, who had the highest score? And they take your picture at some point, you know, in the car. Boom, 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 away. And you can buy a picture, like, as a memento and so on. Well, unfortunately, that ride will close in August, but hold on, not permanently close.
Okay, well, that's good.
It will close in August and then reopen sometime next year. And what they're doing is they're updating the ride because it is a little on the old side. Now, the updating in this case isn't the Space Ranger stuff. Now, they're going to keep doing that. But if you've been on this ride, you get in this car and there's like a little boop, boop, boop gun on the front of your car, which is attached to the car, which is a little clunky. I mean, I'm trying to move this thing and I'm trying to fire and it's just clunky. Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, the Disney folks, the Walt Disney Imagineering crew finally realized that it's clunky. So they're going to take, I don't know, at least a good 6 months, and they're going to update the ride now with handheld beep, 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 guns. Okay. They're going to have handheld guns now, so you can move it around and go in any direction you want. Thank you, Disney. Because I want to wrench that thing off the car. It's like, let me shoot the doggone thing? So if you are going to Disney anytime soon, all right, be ready. Again, it's supposed to close in August, but apparently when it reopens, I saw a quick blurb on social media. I'm like, hey, they're gonna upgrade the targets and all that sort of stuff. So you know better if you actually hit a target. Now it's just like, bing! Bing, and you don't know if you hit a target or not. Now, if you hit a target, woo, 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 it's going to light up or something like that. So it's like, hey.
They have a similar one in Hershey. I can't think what it's called, but that's a fun one. We like.
There you go. All right. Then we have the Snow White movie controversy. Oh, one of our favorite lines. It's interesting what makes a controversy. Disney in recent years has done this gig. Now, folks, do you like this or not like this? They are doing live-action remakes of some of their classic movies. They've had a bunch of these. Beauty and the Beast. I thought that was rather popular. Lion King. did a live action of that one.
I like that one.
The Little Mermaid got some controversy only because, you know, the Little Mermaid's supposed to be white. Well, who says? I mean, who said no? All right, so the actress has darker skin, and okay, now that's a controversy. Come on, give me a break. That's ridiculous. So then they do Snow White. Now Snow White, come on, we've all seen the original Snow White, right? That goes back to the late 1930s. Long time ago, different world.
Back in the day.
Back way back in the day. 2 days. That's so long ago, all right? Yeah. So they do a live-action remake of Snow White. The actress who's Snow White, again, once again, well, she's Snow White. Well, the girl is not white. And it's like, okay, come on, can we get past this? All right, really? So, but the controversy first involves the seven dwarves.
Yep.
Now, a while back, they weren't the seven dwarves. They were like seven other guys. And that got people rankled. And so they go back to the seven dwarves who are all computer generated. And folks, there are, how do I phrase this, short actors out there who are angry because they're like, if this is a live action movie, we got seven guys right here who can fill in the roles of the seven dwarves, like short actors, okay? No, they went for the computer version. And some of the critics, oh, they're not too bad. And some other critics, oh, my gosh, that was horrible. You know, that sort of thing. And then, of course, you have the young actress being Snow White has to, frankly, shoot off her mouth with all sorts of political-type comments. I'm thinking, oh, sweetheart, oh, do you realize how much you've gotten Disney in trouble? Some of these actors, they just, I'm sorry, they can't shut up. They should just be happy, like, hey, I had this fun role, and it was great. I think, you know, in Snow White, the prince, you know, eventually shows up and kisses Snow White or whatever, and she's okay, and all that stuff at the end of the movie. Well, the prince was referred to as a stalker. I'm thinking, us, really? And so the prince in this live-action movie is not a prince.
Yeah.
He's just, like, a guy.
A fella.
He's a guy. And he's not stalking Snow White. So it's more of a, I've heard one reference that's kind of a boss girl movie. I'm thinking, okay, Snow White is not a boss girl movie. Never was. But you get Hollywood today, today's, you know, social norms and all this other stuff. So apparently in the opening weekend, which was last weekend, Snow White, I guess, won the weekend, but really didn't do all that well. They dropped, I think, $250 million on this movie. That's a lot of money. And they're nowhere near 250 right now. Now, over time, between U.S. box office and international box office, I'm sure they'll get up to 250. I mean, they will. Over a period of weeks or months, they just will. All right? But it's Disney, could you just do what you always have done well, which is great animated movies?
Yeah.
This live-action remake stuff, no. No, let's take a call.
All right. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Probably shouldn't comment, but Snow White. So before we had water softeners, we had rain barrels, and I guess they collected snow in the winter. And the advantage of that water source is it's free of hardness, and you can do a better job of cleaning your clothes. So I don't know if this Snow White is a racial thing or kind of a cleaning thing. So, you know, I'll just throw that out there.
Whatever interpretation you would like to do. All right.
But if you look at this plot line of Snow White and the...
I think Snow White is supposed to mean purity, as in she was an innocent girl, caught up with the evil queen.
Would have been a whole different story if it had been Snow Yellow. There's no question about that. No doubt about it.
I agree with that, but you have to remember that yellow snow is also sterile snow. So
okay.
Whenever you're in the combat zone and you get a little wound, don't feel free. Let loose. Clean it out.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking notes in here. I'm taking notes.
I bet you are.
Be there with the banana and the apiary.
Jellyfish stings.
But yep, this plot line of Snow White. And what were the stories? It was called the Grimm's Brothers. I may be getting that wrong.
Yeah, Brothers Grimm.
Brothers Grimm fairy tale. Yeah. Yes.
If you look at some of that plot line stuff, yeah, I know the woke people have an issue with it. But on the really, I mean, there's some odd stuff there. I mean, even if you are separated from, you know, modern politics. And I'll just leave it at that. You know, I think the whole Snow White story is a little off. And unfortunately, if you give a bunch of underemployed writers in Hollywood an opportunity to go wild, they could come up with some probably pretty bizarre sequels ad infinitum. So,
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, but, yeah. Well, getting back to Tesla and Disney, it's the same sort of, it's kind of opposite. On the one hand, there's a boycott, and on the other hand, there's people just saying no at the box office, and it'll be interesting to see which one plays out. But
It will be. There's been a lot of backlash for sure. I mean, against Snow White. I'm not sure I would have gone to see it if it had gotten rave reviews and everybody. I'm not sure it's quite in our wheelhouse right now at our house, but no chance now of us going to see it just because, again, I only have so many extra $10 that I can spend, and I, you know, the 10 that could have gotten a Snow White are apparently going to the Penn State
parking
office. The other thing is, basically, they're trying to have maximum appeal. So they want to appeal to all age groups. And unfortunately, you know, if you take your kid to something like this, you're going to have, like, if you don't go into counseling afterwards, you're going to have a lot of hours trying to explain what you just saw. I don't think people have that much time on their hands. So it's just kind of best to avoid it until the kids turn 15, 16, 18, 21, 41, until they mature. I'm not sure what maturity age is anymore, but of course, I'm at 65, and my wife says, you still haven't figured it out. So
okay.
All right. Take care.
We got to take a break. Thanks for your call. All right. I don't plan to go see this movie. Now, maybe if my girls were young, I might take them. But again, they've changed the story. It's not the original gig. And yeah, if there's seven short actors, why don't we use seven short actors like real guys? This is a live action movie.
Although I came across
and Hi-Ho is not in the movie. They don't have the Hi-Ho song.
Oh boy.
It's like, well, come on. Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho. Apparently
you
not.
You lose us right there.
Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org. your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball with the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area. You can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Light Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Light Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Light Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Village.
Get off to work there on this feeling fine Friday edition of Let's Talk as we kick off the three-day party weekend the only way we know how, and that is in style. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266, 814-954-7266.
All right, I literally just picked up. I'm doing some scanning during the break. Apparently, Netflix is going to be doing another live action Scooby-Doo movie.
Ooh, I love Scooby.
Well, I love Scooby too, but the live action versions were a little weird.
A little weird.
Okay?
Yeah,
you know, because Velma becomes a girl boss, you know, and it's like, okay, come on, really?
Yeah.
So, just saw this. Netflix is going to do another. Apparently, when the kids were younger and they get together for the first time to solve a spooky mystery.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
That's a Netflix thing. It's not ready. They're going to make one. Okay. So there's that. Okay.
Well, there was some interesting. So the whole Snow White thing, I was looking some stuff up earlier in the week based on different things that were coming out. And I stumbled across this was a story that originally was posted in October of 2013. But it's a really interesting look at Snow White and the history of it. It's from the International Literacy Association, and Adam Gidwitz was the author of this particular piece, which is titled The Twisted History of Snow White. And there's just a couple of, I'm not going to go through the whole piece, there are just a couple of interesting things. One, the original story by the Brothers Grimm, the dwarves did not have names. That there were seven dwarves, but they were just
no name.
Seven dwarves. Okay. They did not have names. But in 2006, and I suspect if anything, this gap has probably widened, would just be my guess, but don't know that. Again, this is 2006, 19 years ago. 2006, a survey found that while only 24% of Americans could name two Supreme Court justices, 77% could name at least two of Snow White's dwarves. So well over three out of four Americans could name two dwarves. Fewer than one in four could name two of the Supreme Court justices. It's just, and my guess is that we're probably in similar territory here. But the original stories, and there were multiple versions, apparently, of the quote-unquote original stories of Snow White that the Brothers Grimm wrote, they were a little more macabre, a little darker than what the, yes, the Snow White version that we're familiar with from the original Disney story was. Interesting reading through the history and some of the, but the idea that that's how much of a part of culture that original Disney story is here in America, as to say, you know, the Supreme Court justices. Just interesting.
Now, okay, now we're all doing the same thing, right? How many of the seven dwarves can you name? Come on, we're all doing it right now, this moment. So let's see. Dopey, Sleepy, Happy, Doc, Grumpy. That's five. Okay, the two I'm missing. I got five. That's not bad. Dopey, Sleepy, I missed, Happy, Doc, Grumpy. Sneezy. Sneezy. Oh, yeah. There's six.
Sneezy.
So who's the last? Who's the
Did
one?
You have Happy?
Who's the Happy?
Hey. Huh? Very good.
All right. We nailed all seven.
Look at that.
Teamwork, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Yes. There we go. Now, I tell you what, this story may dovetail into this, because again, this Snow White remake, it's not Snow White is waiting for the prince to show up and rescue her. Oh no, that's so 1930s. We can't have that now. All right. So this new movie is like, again, there's no prince. It's just a guy. And he's not stalking her. Well, allegedly, the prince was stalking Snow White, which is nuts. All right. Come on. Really? You know, this new movie has gotten rid of that whole premise. All right. And then
this is the same group. The group that is espousing that is the same group that was trying to convince us that Baby It's Cold Outside was a song about date rape.
Right.
God bless.
No,
you,
again, one of our favorite lines, is it possible to go too far with something? Yes. And we see it. Well, I'll have some Trump stuff maybe later in the show, all right?
Oh,
we see it every day. Now, this is I would call this a serious story.
Yeah.
This was apparently originally in the Wall Street Journal. I picked it up from Semaphore, which is an online, like an international news source.
Okay.
Headline, and we've got a certain college campus over here, and if there's an intrepid reporter listening, it would be interesting to do some local angle on this story. Headline, a growing number of American women are giving up looking for a life partner. In other words, a guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, this is originally in the Wall Street Journal research. It says here only 34% of single women are looking for romance today. By comparison, 54% of single men are looking for romance. In other words, guys looking for gals, gals looking for guys. Okay? 34%. So roughly, that's one-third of all single women are essentially looking for a guy. The other two-thirds have essentially given up, according to this. Now, you're chuckling. I don't know if I want to chuckle on this. Okay? Apparently, they did the same survey. What is this, like 5 or 6 years ago? Now, back then, the women were 38% were looking, and the men were 61% looking. So both of those numbers are down.
Yep.
They've gone down, all right? It says the number of single women between the ages of 18 and 40 has jumped
since 2000. So it's not like there aren't eligible women out there. Of course, you know, speaking as a guy, all right, they're out there, all right?
Oh, but they're out there.
But according to the Wall Street Journal report, women are now unwilling to just settle for a guy. In other words, I'll take whatever comes along. Now, I'm reading here. They are increasingly financially self-sufficient, okay, and there is less social stigma about being single, so they can afford to be choosier. All right? But then there's this line. Many are intentionally heading into motherhood solo. So, in other words, they want to have a family. They don't want to have a guy. I'm sorry, folks. Scott, maybe I'm kind of old-fashioned, but that's a problem. I consider that to be a problem. There's a quote here from a 34-year-old single woman who has started saving up for a baby. Her quote is, "Parenthood and romantic love don't have to be intrinsically linked," unquote. All right? Folks, what do you think about that? Now, again, it would be interesting. Go to the Penn State campus filled with, obviously, young women, single young women, and ask them about this. I would be, Zoom Base Alpha, take the show over there again and somehow do some kind, randomly pick, girls and so on and say, what do you think about this? Yay, nay, whatever. That would make an interesting local angle story. But according to this, only one-third of single women are going to bother going to get a guy. The other two-thirds are perfectly happy staying single and unattached. What do you think about that? All right, now, when you look at this, you look at this new Snow White movie, okay, I guess I can see where the writers picked up their ideas. They picked it up from this. The drop in the number of children, especially since the 08-09 recession, has had serious implications, well, everywhere. It's had serious implications where we live, maybe not State College proper, but everywhere else in central and northern and southern PA. It's had a big difference. The number of people going down, the number of school students going down. Penn State and other colleges right now looking at what's called the enrollment cliff, which means starting right about now, the number of total kids coming out of high school is supposed to start going down, which means fewer potential college students, which means more problems for universities. And then we got this story that most single women just really aren't interested in finding a guy, although some of them are interested in starting a family, but not with a guy. I'm old-fashioned. Two role models, male, female role model? Is that outmoded and that old-fashioned and that not important? This story actually bothers me because I'm thinking, no, there should be a gal and a guy. The traditional family meant for something. Now all these younger types are like, nah, it doesn't matter. Nah, I don't want that. No, don't want that. Sorry. What do you think, Mr. Ironhead?
I just know when we have had these discussions over the years that I'm with you. I think there is a role for both. And what we resorted to in previous conversations was we'd have people call up. It's like, so this is where I start. Let me just, what you want and what I think we should work toward where we can is, yes, a loving, happy, relatively speaking, couple, a male and a female. I think that is the best situation for a kiddo. Well, what about the divorce rates? What about the abuse? Yes, all awful, horrible things to happen. I think that the best scenario for a young person to be raised in is a male and a female, both engaged in the well-being of the kiddo, paying attention to the surroundings of the kiddo,
allowing the kiddo to grow, all of the things. Again, the happy ideal that may not even exist, even where you have two good parents and you have rough days, you have kids that are, there's all kinds of things that are pulling at kids today. There always have been, but even more so today, with different influences and all of it. So, but yes, do I think, this is what it has devolved into. So I start with that premise, and then, so you're saying a single mom can't raise, nope, not saying that. I know kids, I know single moms who have done an amazing job. Like truly, and the kids are phenomenal kids, well accomplished. And I know kids who have been raised by two parents, seemingly a very happy home, and yep, somewhere along the way things. So I get it. You can use anecdotal evidence and not saying there's guaranteed results for anything. And there are circumstances that happen in life, people lose their life to disease, to accidents, whatever, and you're forced into a circumstance and you deal with it as best you can. You can't control who you love. I fully believe that. If you are gay or lesbian and you want to have kids, yep, you should be able to do it. Not saying that can't work and can't be wonderfully effective for the kids. It is my belief that the best case scenario for a youngster, infant through the teenage years, is to have two loving parents. And yes, I think there's a role for the male and a role for the female. Again, does not mean that kids without that circumstance can't be amazing human beings, and that single parents or homosexual parents can't do a better job than I believe all of that. They can do that. It's just, but just having that belief, it's like, well, you're a hater, you're awful, I can't believe you have that, those old. And again, I, looking back on it, we had, I've talked about it, my childhood, me personally, I had an idyllic childhood. Like, I had two loving parents. They always put my sister and I first and foremost. I don't ever remember them not being at a sporting event. I don't remember them ever not being involved in our school projects and looking things over and all of it. So part of this is we all come from our own experiences. And again, good or bad, mine was exceptionally good. But looking back on it, I have a couple of friends, childhood friends, who were being abused in their homes. The one to such a degree, we were basically best friends for a year. And we were kind of like the odd couple. I was very into sports, very... I liked what I liked, and I liked sports, I liked being outdoors, I liked, again, after school hours for play ball. This friend of mine, much more studious than I was, and really not a sports person at all. But we hit it off, we found each other to be very funny. This is like in fifth grade. I knew at the time, and again, it's just a different era. I'd love to be able to tell you, yep, no, I told my folks and I had them call the authorities and by God, we put his dad where he should be. Nope. He told us, hey, don't say anything. My dad abuses us, but if that ever gets out, it's going to be worse, for us. And what do I know? I don't know what the abuse is. It was horrible. As it turns out, he is now a priest up in Canada. I reached out to him, connected on Facebook, and he's like, I apologize. I don't really remember anything from my elementary years. I've put that aside. I went through horrific abuse from my father, and I just, I don't doubt what you're saying, that we were friends. Like, he has, I don't know whether he's repressed it or whatever, but anyways, he just has no memory of his friends from elementary school.
Wow.
And there was another kid in our neighborhood whose father was in the military and was abusive to him and his mom. So even in me personally, having the idyllic childhood, there were bad things happening. And suspect this was the case all over the place. Again, not saying that two parents in and of itself just automatically makes life great. Yeah, it needs to be two committed, loving parents, all of that. I happen to think that is the best case scenario, not the only scenario, and I don't think that guarantees any outcome. Again, there's just all kinds of things that can happen. There are, the more I'm around my wife's foundation and I'm, we're just all born differently. And some folks are born with struggles. You can be in an ideal situation and you're just, your brain doesn't allow you to see that, and you're struggling through nobody's fault, not your fault, not anybody's fault. It's just you're struggling. And we have more resources available now, certainly, than we did when I was a kiddo. Need to continue to make sure folks know those resources are available. Need to make sure people know what to look for. All of that stuff. All true. And again, can you make it work with other circumstances and make it work? But yes. But I think there's some value to trying to create, where we can, the quote-unquote ideal circumstance for young people to grow up in. I also think where those ideal circumstances don't occur, and there's a lot of them, then getting, again, the right assistance. I do think it is important for young girls to have a female mentor, a female presence that they can look up to, that they can talk to. I think that's important. If you don't have a mom at home, I think having some connection with an older female, I think that's important. I think for a young boy, it is important to have some connection with a male, somebody that you trust and that is trustworthy, but somebody that you trust and can give you good advice and see things from a male perspective. And yep, I'm one of those crazy people. I think boys and girls are different in a bunch of different ways. And I do think it is important to have some presence of your sex. I would have once said gender. Your sex that is in your life. I think that is very important for people as they grow up. Does it necessarily have to be a parent? Again, no, it does not.
Well, we'll take a break in a moment. Now, somebody in the listening audience is furious that we even bring this up. Again, we're in a college town primarily, especially here. Somebody out there is furious that we bring this up. But this has, assuming these numbers are accurate, this has serious future implications. Two-thirds of single women have no interest, and half of single men have no interest. Oh, we'll go it alone. I mean, if and those numbers are heading in that direction. Am I the only one that sees that for the future? This is not good. This is not good at all, you know, for on a number of different levels. All right, if you want to chime in on that, we've got to take a break here. Believe me, we have other Age of Disruption stories coming up. Oh, boy. We'll be right back. Get that feeling. Get the feeling.
It's the Fox. Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCoy!
They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
The Center Hall Farm Store is proud to serve our community as a small family business that provides big-time service. Folks, you can still stock up on those wood pellets this winter. The Center Hall Farm Store makes its own horse, cow, pig, chicken, and bird feeds and has a great variety of pet feeds for your needs. Open weekdays from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 8 to noon. Check us out at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or on the web at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
The Fox! Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox!
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday. Jeff and Scott with you. You can change the topic, by the way. That would be perfectly fine. We'll, if there's something that going on this weekend that we'd like to let folks know about, that is a wonderful use of the airwaves. If there's just something that you got to get off of your chest, if you've been frustrated by something, by all means, if there's something you are especially proud about, something that you want to get out with your achievement or somebody else's, again, it is open phone time any direction at 814-954-7266. And we say good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk.
Yeah, you guys are really stepping in it again. So
thanks.
It's what we do.
Got to clean my shoes. All right, go ahead.
I really appreciate you distinguishing parent from father and mother. So if you get into replacing father and mother, that takes you to the age-old conversation of eugenics, and you definitely don't have enough time for that today. But with regard to parenting, everything you said is true. Yes, there are oftentimes the loss of a parent, a mother or a father. And in my lifetime, typically, if your dad was lost, you had your granddad or you had your uncle. And over the course of time, with the fragmentation of the family, that role was replaced perhaps by a scoutmaster. If you're a boy, well, I guess now Boy Scouts are girls and boys. So it would be a scout person. The point is, there are people in the community that fill in the gaps, who love and care for children and, you know, help to fill in.
Okay,
for the
well,
lack of
you're right on all that stuff. And I was going to mention it earlier. You know, we're not talking about a situation where tragically, you know, somebody has died. It's cancer and car accident, you know, something like that. This is a choice. This story that I talked about last segment, people are choosing to go it alone.
Yeah.
And is that necessarily the right direction to go in? And the number's increasing. So it'd be interesting to go over to the Penn State campus and do some type of a random survey of gals and guys. You know, what do you think about this? Maybe even mention, hey, the story. What do you think? I'd be curious to see what they think over there.
I would also be curious, and I'd have to think about how you could craft a few questions. But why are you wanting to have kiddos? What is the appropriate? Well, no, just why are you wanting children? I'd be curious to hear the real answer.
All right, go ahead, caller. What was that?
Oh, it comes down to: do you want a mini me, or do you want to sacrifice for the next generation? So, back in the day, we had a thing called the church, and they took up to almost 6 months to get people who had become engaged and counsel them into the responsibilities of sacrificing for one flesh, the family. I'm not sure that's being taught anymore. And if it is being taught, I'm not sure that these kids who are saying they can do it on their own are going to those classes. And unfortunately, the void is being filled by technology, which is that subject I don't think you can get into today. And it's very strange stuff, but as a biologist, I'm familiar with all the goals and objectives that have been laid forth over the last 150 years, and unfortunately, the technology is making it more and more possible for actually a person to have a mini-me, a clone. And I don't know. It's disturbing. Very disturbing conversation. I don't know if you're ready for that one.
I'm not sure I'd use the word disturbing. I'd use the word concerning. Because as we're looking to the future, I keep calling this the age of disruption. Because it is in so many different things that this comes along. And I'm thinking, is that really the right way to go?
How deep are you guys into classical education? I remember there was some type of term about one generation eating the next term, or excuse me, the next generation. And there's a famous painting of this Greek demagogue eating his children.
Oh, right. Yuck. Oh.
I don't know if you remember that.
I think I'll pass. Thank you.
When you get into cloning, you don't necessarily have to raise a child. You could just raise it for parts.
Okay,
and get into transplant parts.
Let's
and all that
there.
Technology is being explored, too, the last 40, 50 years.
Boy.
Yeah, we're in such a different... I appreciate the phone
Thanks
call.
For your call.
Phone line again, open at 814-954-7266. Yes, in terms of what is possible right now, good and bad, we are in... what I think is some crazy territory. And again, good and bad, it is going to be interesting, scary, in some cases, probably wonderful to see what happens here over the next 10, 20, 50 years with society at large. Because things continue to change very, very quickly. And again, in some cases, I think clearly for the better. In some cases, I think clearly for the worse. And in a lot of cases, I think that's probably a little better. That's crazy. That's clearly for the worse. Well, I think this is a little bit for the better. No, that's... And that's where we're going to be for a while.
That's why we have talk shows, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you lucky listeners, you. All right, before we take another break, let's morph a little bit. Now, did you know, Mr. Ironhead, today is a such-and-such day. Do you know what today is? Today is such-and-such day.
It's not Tater Tots Day. I know that. BYU's out.
I never even heard that one. Tater Tots Day. I missed that.
Oh, it's been a story. All right,
let me help you. Today is National AI Literacy Day.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is a good thing. All right. Yeah. Now, this is mainly aimed at schools. All right, and my old job, I primarily worked with schools, so I love following education stories. Very fascinating stuff. National AI Literacy Day is like a K-12 thing. You know, schools need to do more with teaching AI, like what it is, what can it do, watch out for this, that sort of stuff. How many schools out there are actually doing that right now? And I'm thinking K-12. Okay. My observation, unless things have changed a lot in the last 6 months, is most schools are doing nothing. Teaching about AI and what it can do and the risks and, you know, all that sort of stuff. They need to start. Now, there was a story just this week. Penn State is going to have a new AI major. Now, when I first saw the story, my first thought was, what took so long? You didn't have this already? Now, granted, you don't just say, hey, we're going to have a major. No, you probably need to work on it first and kind of set it up, you know, get all the curriculum and, you know, whatever, blah, 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 and then announce, hey, we have an AI major. So Penn State's going to have an AI major. I'm assuming other colleges and universities are following suit, because if people like Bill Gates are correct, let me call up this thing from Bill Gates. All right, where'd you go, Bill? All right, this is from CNBC. Headline. This is a headline. Bill Gates, headline. He says, within 10 years, AI will replace many doctors and teachers. Humans won't be needed, quote, for most things, unquote. Now, Bill Gates, rich, smart guy, Windows, Microsoft. All right, a lot of people always pay attention, and he loves to talk. Put a microphone in the guy's hand, he just talks.
Yeah.
Well, you're a billionaire, I guess you're allowed to talk. So in some recent interviews that he's done, he thinks that within 10 years, medical advice will essentially become free and commonplace. So why have a doctor, according to him?
Hmm.
Same thing with teaching, that with AI, great. AI teaching and tutoring and so on, don't need teachers. Now, this is Bill Gates, not Scott. Okay, hello. This is Bill Gates saying this. He says within 10 years, he thinks this is going to happen. Now, in this story, do some other people disagree? Of course they do. All right, there's a number of people who disagree with Bill Gates' thinking. But we need to be teaching AI. And so this event for schools, AI Literacy Day today, I'd be curious if any of our local schools, some teacher or something, is doing something with this. Because in my prior work over the last 2 years, when I had a chance to, you know, talk to student groups, I would point to AI and I'm like, who's using this? Now, when I first started doing this, very few kids put their hand up. Last year, before I stopped doing my old job, when I asked the question, half the room put their hand up. So kids are clearly checking this AI stuff out. Is it still full of problems? Yes. I did an AI search for something the other day, and the answer that came back, I knew immediately, like, that's not right. I knew immediately that is inaccurate. I don't know where you pulled this from, Mr. AI, but that's wrong. All right, so there's still a lot of holes out there, but still, it's made amazing strides in 5 to 10 years. What did you say? In 10, 20, 50 years, where are we going to be? All right, let's just go with 10. 10 years from now, where are we going to be? Age of disruption. Now, if I'm a young person thinking of a teaching career and I heard what I just said, whoop, doctors, I think we're always going to need doctors. We're always going to need teachers. But if you're looking at all this stuff down in D.C. right now with DOGE and cutting jobs, which, you know, I don't know if we have much time to go into that. We're almost out of time. How much of that stuff could be automated, AI'd, whatever? Federal government is an absolute mess. Just an inefficient, giant blob. And I know this gets some people fired up when they see about job cuts and so on. Maybe we need to really change things down there, and that's part of the age of disruption.
All right, let's take a break. It's happy times. We're living in happy times.
That's right.
Happy times.
Let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll, you know? And again, if you're a kid and you're coming up through this stuff, I can understand why kids are confused and mixed up. All these things hitting them from different directions. It's not the old days, which is not necessarily a good thing. We got a few more minutes of the program. We will come back with more of Let's Talk after this.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCormick has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
The Jolly Roger!
Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball. With the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area, you can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Like Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Like Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Like Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With Cloud Fax Solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday. Penn State hockey in Allentown tonight as the Nittany Lions begin NCAA tournament action as the lone remaining Big Ten school in the tournament. Penn State and Maine, 8:30 tonight on ESPN2.
The Deuce.
That will be the second game at the PPL Center tonight. Again, with a win, Penn State advances to Sunday's Elite Eight matchup and a chance to get to the Frozen Four. UConn and Quinnipiac will meet at 5 o'clock today at the PPL Center. And again, the winners of today's games will play on Sunday. And Penn State could be just 4 wins away from the first national title in program history.
No pressure. No pressure. Yeah, Michigan State.
Well, I should clarify, NCAA title in program history.
Okay.
They have won national titles.
Back when they were the Icers.
Yes, club level.
That's a totally different team.
Yes.
Yeah, no pressure. I wish I could go tonight, but I'll watch on TV. There we go. All right, we only have a few minutes left. Got a busy week next week. On Monday, we're going to have a guest from PennDOT giving us an update on the new 322, you know, Bowlesburg to Potter's Mills. And again, another deadly accident earlier this week. And that's when I reached out to the guest to say, all right, I'm not reaching out necessarily because of this accident, but it reminded me we haven't heard anything lately. So Eric Berniak's going to join us on Monday, and we'll get an update on where things stand because some decisions are going to be made here in the next few months. And yes, it will, for some, a few folks or more, it'll cause some consternation. But once again, earlier this week, there it was again. We've got to do something about this road. And you know, do something with it. So anyway, do I really want to get into a controversial subject? Nah, you know what? I don't.
Going into the 3-day party weekend, I think we've done enough.
Yeah, I think we.
I'd say let's.
I think we've done enough.
Let's keep it light.
Let me see if I can find a lighthearted one. Let's see the signal controversy. No cuts at HHS. No Doge interview. No tariffs on cars. No.
Oh boy.
Oh, Vivek Ramaswamy. All right, remember him?
Yeah.
Vivek Ramaswamy was part of Doge, all right, that group down there in D.C., but now he's running for governor of Ohio because he's from Ohio. I don't know if he's serious. He wants to change the name of Lake Erie to Lake Ohio.
Oh, boy.
So I caught one blurb on social media. Now, somebody clap back. Now, think about this. Hopefully you know your geography.
What about Lake of America?
No.
Huh?
I think we've done that.
No, Lake of America.
The other side of Lake Erie is Canada?
Lake of America.
No, I don't think so. But somebody on social media very sharply pushed back on this and said, okay, if he actually wants to do that, for you Pittsburgh people, Pittsburgh fans, you know there are three rivers in Pittsburgh, right? The three rivers. Let's play Quiz the Ironhead. Name the three rivers.
That would be the Monongahela.
The Monongahela.
The Allegheny.
The Allegheny, which starts in Potter County. I've been
and
there.
And the Ohio, soon to be, River of America.
Yes, the Monongahela and the Allegheny come together right there at Point Park to make the Ohio. Well, then obviously we should change that to the Pittsburgh River.
Take that!
I mean, this just goes back and forth and back and forth. Like, oh, for goodness sakes. I've got one blurb here. Somebody's keeping track. Flight bookings from Canada to the U.S., in other words, Canadians,
yeah,
have gone down 70% since this time last year.
Jeez, that's almost half.
The
American education at work here, kids.
More than half.
What?
Actually. So
I thought you said 70%.
The Canadians are staying home. Now, again, here the whole 51st state crap and all this, like, why do this? You know, Donald Trump is doing some things that, yeah, probably we should have been doing. All right, government's too big, one man's opinion. It needs to be cut down. Can we do better? Of course we can do better. But then we have the stupid stuff. And does that have an effect? Of course it has an effect. Now, this tariffs on cars stuff, will the price of cars start going up? Well, let's see. All right, let's see if that happens. There's predictions, and then it actually takes place. These are predictions right now. Will it actually take place? Let's see. $5,000 to $15,000 extra for a car? We'll see if that happens. Maybe it will. I don't know.
Folks, enjoy Penn State hockey tonight and hopefully Sunday. Enjoy Pirates baseball. We hope, you know, on time and everything over the weekend here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday.